chefs and trainers may keep a close eye on baseball players off the field. On the field, baseball announcers call their every move. Commentator Frank DeFord has this tribute to two longtime announcers.
Harry Callis died just before the season began. His casket was placed at home plate in the Philadelphia ballpark. The Phillies had been wearing a patch with his initials all year. The insignia was purposely sewn just above the heart. Ernie Harwell is dying. A couple of weeks ago, a Detroit Tigers game was stopped in the third inning, the better for Harwell to have full attention when he addressed his loving admirers. The whole packed house rose and chanted his name with love. Callis and Harwell, of course, never wore a uniform. They were merely announcers, or better, what we call the voice of. In a visual world, they've been but aural, something that harks back to the Cracker Barrel, to the campfire. And after a while, the voices like Callis and Harwell somehow become so familiar, even comforting, that they don't just bring you the game. Rather, the game brings you them. The Tigers and Phillies would come and go, players, managers, names, numbers. But Harry Callis was always there to talk to you in Philadelphia. Ernie Harwell to speak to you in Detroit. For his valedictory when he retired in 2002, Harwell thanked his listeners for taking me to the cottage up north, to the beach, to the picnic, your workplace, and your backyard. Baseball voices go with you. They're not just on the air, but they are in the air most every summer's day for months on end. And almost every team has a voice who is identified with the team. Baseball is more languid with time for storytelling, a pastime, but not really the national pastime anymore. It's the local pastime now. Football is the national game on the networks with people watching impersonally from all over. By contrast, baseball is a bunch of neighborhoods where each distinct voice can be heard most every day. That's why fewer folks care about the baseball playoffs. Once their home team is eliminated, they eliminate baseball from their mind. As the media grows more and more fragmented, as fewer fans read the sports pages or watch the sports guys on the local newscast, announcers like Callis and Harwell should become more and more singular. In a cacophonous world, how comforting to hear someone who we know speak to us as the voice of.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball.
He swings a line shot, base hit, right field, the Tigers win it. Here comes K-Line to score, and it's all over. The Tigers have won their first pennant since 1945. Let's listen to the bedlam here at Tiger Stadium.
The voices of Ernie Harwell and Harry Callis. And before that, the voice of commentator Frank DeFord. He joins us each week from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.